Hi there, this is Dr. Angelica Wagner, and this is an episode of Dr. Angelica Wagner's Secrets. So today, I'm just going to put a warning notice on this episode because I am sharing with you my experience with children and drugs. This is not to say that you should change your medications. This is not to say that you should stop your medications. I'm sending a warning message to all parents who will have children that are on drugs for more than 3 years that sometimes these drugs cause suicidal ideation. You need to be aware of that. You also need to be aware that the amount of childhood suicidal ideation has doubled in the last year. It's going to double and triple and quadruple as the use of antidepressant drugs and ADHD medicines continue. Now, innovative therapies such as light therapy and sound therapy were not invented 20, 30 years ago. So we are currently living with the knowledge of that time. In current time, the knowledge of discovery has advanced what can be done with children that have ADD or ADHD issues or have been prescribed drugs. Please understand, if your child is on 7 to 17 medications, this may just be a bit too much. As a matter of fact, more than 3 medications may be a bit too much, particularly for the brain when it comes to brain medications. So, having said that, I just would like to make my audience of 3 be aware that there are benzodiazepines called Ativan, Dalmane, Diazepam, Librium, Xanax, Valium, Versed, and Restoril that stay in the urine from 1 to 42 days. They are also stay in the hair for many days, up to 90 days. They cause slurred speech, disorientation, drunken behavior, threatening life withdrawal, and may cause seizures. So if you are on multiples of these benzodiazepines and you are also choosing to use alcohol at the same time, this could be a very tricky and very dangerous situation for you. On my walk up to the office this afternoon, I met a woman who was on hydromorphone. That's called Dilaudid or Paladone, and these are exceptionally strong drugs, as is hydrocodone, including Vicodin, that cause euphoria, drowsiness, respiratory depression, constrictive pupils, and nausea. So the reason they cause they cause euphoria issues is because they spike the neuron receptors in the brain. The reason they cause drowsiness is because they are suppressing the heart. The reason they cause respiratory issues is because the lungs need equal parts of blood from the heart and oxygen. When you depress the heart and the heart blood production, you also depress the requirement of oxygen in the lungs. When you have depression, that is because of physiologically slowing down the heart. When you have constricted pupils, this is also another indication of issues with circulation. And when you have nausea, this is a fourth or fifth indication of circulation and issues with the vagus nerves. So these are just points to consider when you are using drug therapy. Please understand at Grace Center for Healing, we do not use drugs of any kind. And we have successfully transitioned patients, especially children, out of drug therapy and drug use through light therapy, sound therapy, and essential oils. So, again, this is strictly a warning message that we are going to be seeing quadruple. We are going to be seeing for the next decade, possibly more, multiple increases of childhood suicide because children have been on these antidepressant medications now for several years. If your child is on an antidepressant, you might want to reevaluate the situation. However, at Grace Center for Healing, we may be able to solve it, but not without an assessment. So we strongly recommend that you take some time, take a few minutes to do an assessment, and come and see us. Thank you very much. It's Angelica Wagner signing off on The Secrets Today.